We're going to check in with Team Fight or Die. Of course, just like last year, they had a satellite phone on board. We'd check in with Bryant Knight. This year, they got another connection. This is the stuff that drives you crazy when you can't get a cell signal in your own neighborhood and realize we're talking to Marine and we're talking to Purple Heart recipient and one of the rowers aboard the Whoopi for Fight or Die, Evan Stratton, checking in from somewhere in the open Atlantic. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. Thanks for having me. It's exciting. I've never called into the radio from the 23rd Northern of the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, you know, and it's not many calls I take from there either, Evan. It's on both ends.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
That's the downside of the satellite phone. I call home and friends and family don't recognize the number, so they think it's a spam.
I just like the fact that technology makes it able for you to check in from out there. And let's talk about this because we were following it up to y'all setting off, pushing off from La Gomera in the Canary Islands. And y'all have been rowing for quite a while now. So talk about what these the first leg of this race has been like.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're about a week into the journey, and it was fire right out of the gate. We had some really high winds, 30 to 40 knot winds and waves coming out of La Gomera. So we took off and it was like trial by fire from the get go. We had a bit of a mechanical error where our foot plate for our steering actually snapped off. So we had to come up with a quick fix. And it's been pretty good so far. So we've had a couple of big intense days, with weather. We've had a couple of calm days. We're sitting kind of on the in-between right now. Mostly we've been headed south, but now we're starting to make the cut west to head towards Antigua.
Now, when you do this, are you navigate? You're talking about going south and then starting to go west. Do you have a track laid out with GPS that you're running, or are you going from point to point? How does it work, Evan?
So we do have a GPS, and we're kind of, we know some general themes, right? So we don't want to go below the 17th parallel because then it's hard to get back up to get to Antigua. And other than that, really it's using the weather to your advantage. So if we're just pushing this boat flat water, you know, we're pushing two and a half knots, that's pretty good. But if we have good swells and we have a good tailwind, you know, we can push up to 7, 8, 9, 10 knots. So we really want to use the weather to our advantage while kind of keeping the general parameters in mind. So making sure we don't just go too far south by following the winds and getting too far south and, you know, kind of balancing that with trying to cut west. So we know where Antigua is on the GPS, and then we just kind of balance getting there with the weather.
If y'all just joining us, we're checking in from somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean with Marine Purple Heart recipient, American hero Evan Stratton, who's now getting a little break off the oars as he and the rest of the team paddled their way across the Atlantic. Tell folks about this year's team, yourself and John and Luke and Carl.
Yep, John Fannin, Luke Holton, and Carl Christensen. John's actually another Marine as well. Then Luke is an Army soldier, and Carl, our skipper, was a Navy Submariner officer. So we've got a good mix of the services represented, and you know, we've all got a little bit of different backgrounds. But I think the team, everyone brings a really good, unique skill set to the team, and it's blended pretty well.
It's great. I want to point out, y'all, while Evan trained down here in our neck of the woods, of course, as Team Fight or Die trains here in Mobile, I want to point out your home state, one of my favorite states, but not one that sees a lot of open water there in Colorado.
Yep, Denver, Colorado. You know, it's funny. Fight or Die is based out of Castle Rock, Colorado, so a mile above sea level is, you know, Ocean Rowing USA.
Listen, but at least you have the Southern Command down here in Mobile.
That's right. Yeah, no, Mobile's been a wonderful, wonderful place to train. And, you know, the Buccaneer Yacht Club down there has welcomed us in with open arms. And, you know, we got a lot of really great training and a warm, warm reception and really great food while we're down there in August.
We can't wait to see you back here, too. But let's talk about people who have not followed last year's mission. Can you describe a day, a 24-hour window for y'all? What's that like? How long do you row? When do you sleep? Where do you sleep?
Yep, so there's a bow and an aft cabin. So there's a small little sleeping quarters that I share with John, and then Luke and Carl share up front. So you always have two rowers on, so two guys are rowing, two guys are resting, and two-hour shifts, 24 hours a day. So this boat has no sail, it has no outboard motor, it does not move unless we're pulling on the oars. So we're really accomplishing everything on the oars and off. So typically you'll get on the oars if you need to create some food. So we're using backpackers' dehydrated food. You'll drop some water inside one of those, let it rehydrate while you're rowing. Get off from rowing. You'll quickly eat, kind of wipe yourself down with some baby wipes, get a little nap in, and then 2 hours later you're back on the oars. So it's really trying to find a good balance of getting the things done you need to get done between rowing and resting. You know, so brushing your teeth, using the bathroom, all that stuff happens here on the boat. So we've got a 5-gallon bucket for a toilet and, you know, a little bit of water, and over the edge is kind of how that all works out.
Well, it's amazing. A couple things. Number one, just the feat of what y'all are doing. And I want no one other than veterans like y'all doing it, because I know you can handle it, rowing across the Atlantic. But also at the same time, y'all are bringing awareness to issues that that are near and dear to your heart and other veterans, and that's issues that are linked and not limited to, but suicide and PTSD and TBI and reintegration. Talk about that and let people know, Evan, what y'all are doing here as an experiment and to bring attention.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our mission is kind of twofold. So as the rowers, we are partnered with the Denver University Stern Center of Military Psychology. So we're actually research participants with student psychologists who are getting specialized training in military psychology. So we've been working with these students before, during the race, and we'll work with them after to help look at some of performance enhancements and things that may help treat veterans with PTSD through experiments and research we're doing with them. And then, you know, the other aspect is just kind of bringing awareness. And, you know, I don't think we're necessarily trying to bring awareness to the issues of PTSD, TBI, and suicide. These are all things that are well known in and out of the veteran community. We know they're out there. What we're really trying to do is show veterans they can still do hard things. We've all kind of, everyone on the team's gone through the different reintegration issues. We've all had to look in the mirror and answer that question, who am I going to be now that I'm not in the military anymore? I've personally struggled with a PTSD and a TBI. And what we're trying to show all veterans and others is that, hey, you can still do hard things, even row an ocean.
You know, y'all are just folks like you are cut from a different cloth. I mean, still wanting to do hard things after what you've seen, what you've gone through, and being a Purple Heart recipient, and you just want more. You just want more challenges.
Yeah, as I was talking with one of my old platoon sergeants, just before I stepped off, and I was like, yeah, Pete, I don't know if I'm just crazy or, you know, what it is. He's like, you know, Evan, some guys like us, we're just meant to suffer.
Well, I mean, that is a heck of a row across the Atlantic. Let's talk about this, too, just so people can picture what it looks like around you. So you set off from La Gomera, and it leaves like a heat, right? It leaves like a race. Like all the other boats are around you at that point, right? Or do they go in waves?
So you do a staggered 5-minute start at the start line. So all the boats are lined up in the marina, and every 5 minutes, a cannon's firing off and the next boat's going. So they're launching boats one after the other to get them out there. So we saw boats probably up for about 36 to 48 hours. It spreads out pretty quickly. There's 15 teams of four. There's 2 5-man teams. There are 7 3-man teams, 6 two-man, and then I think 5 solo rowers. So, you know, you get a pretty good spread fairly quickly. And, I mean, we haven't seen a boat land, a light, anything other than us for the last, at least the last 4 days.
All right, well, let me start my stack of cliched questions then. No light out there, of course. So tell me about the stars. Mm-hmm. When you've gotten clear, is it what we all think it is? Is it amazing?
It is, you know, it's the first couple nights we had these really huge, bright, full moons where it was just, I mean, you could see around you for a ways just because of how bright and beautiful the moon was. Over time, the moon's kind of starting to fade it out a little bit, and last night we had some cloud cover, but the night before that, man, the moon hadn't risen yet. We turned the masthead light off the boat, and there was just, you know, stars every which way you looked, and probably some of the best shooting stars I've ever seen that look like they're just coming down right on top of you. You know, they're so close. It's been pretty incredible.
It sounds incredible. You talk about not seeing other boats. I remember talking last year to Bryant, and he said at some point out there they got into maybe close to the shipping lanes. He said, yeah, we were watching big freighters coming across the Atlantic. What must they think when they see a boat like the Whoopi?
Yeah, well, we're trying to stay away from those if we can.
Yeah, that's a smart move. Smart move. I want to talk about this quickly too, and I know I let you get some sleep here before you get back on the oars. But people, and I've told people, you know, the app to use, and want to revisit that, how they can follow you, but how they can help, because it's a nonprofit group, and moving forward to help with this research and help with next year's team and the next year. How do we contribute, Evan? How do we support y'all?
Yeah, please check us out on our Facebook page, Fight or Die. That's OAR, Fight or Die. We have a pretty awesome fundraiser going right now where you can actually sponsor a nautical mile. So by paying $10, you can purchase as many miles as you want. So it's $10 per mile, and you'll be sent the latitude and longitude coordinates of the miles you sponsored, and you'll be able to post a quick little message if you'd like. But like you mentioned, we are a 501c3 veteran nonprofit. So if you believe in, you know, helping veterans do big, awesome things like row in the ocean, please contribute. We rely on individual donors to make this happen each year.
Man, I am. I hopefully we'll have all those miles adopted here, you know, in the next couple of days. And I can't wait to check back in with you. And I'll be checking your progress with that app. And tell John and Luke and Carl, Godspeed to all of y'all. And I can't wait to talk to you again.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks so much, Sean, and thank you, everyone, for the support. Can't wait to get to Antigua and celebrate the victory.
It's a great place to celebrate, man. A great place to celebrate.
All right.
That's for sure. Evan Stratton checking in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, what a guy. What a guy. Marine, Purple Heart recipient, and he's rowing along with three other veterans across the Atlantic in a rowboat. They're just amazing. Amazing. All right, 120. We're coming right back.